listener production.
Hi there, it's Andrew Shaw with you. A new working group made up of Victorian state government ministers, including Jacqueline Symes and Vicky Ward, has been formed, looking to address and crack down on domestic violence throughout Victoria. The Herald Sun reports their discussions could end up meaning new or changed laws to address the issue. It follows the high-profile alleged murders of three Ballarat women this year. Two interstate figures have weighed in on a possible plan to replace a Holbrook War Memorial with a supermarket car park. Brisbane King's Council Michael White and Terry Roach, the president of the Braidwood RSL, visited Holbrook yesterday to discuss the plans with the mayor of Greater Hume Council. Mr. White's told the Border Mail an amicable agreement needs to be reached. The Victorian state government is spruiking new figures showing 5,800 Victorians found work in March, and the CSIRO is warning farm profitability could plunge by up to 50% in some areas by 2050. That's the worst-case scenario from a new report, which has looked into the impact of things like climate change, supply chain disruptions, and changing consumer needs. Dr. Catherine Wynne says the country needs to act now to accelerate agriculture innovation, particularly around the border.
So there is a chance here to do, you know, put a lot of effort in and really shape our future much more to the positive, so that we do see farm profits increasing. We see both positives for the agriculture sector and farmers, but also positives for the environment.
Lots happening in the O&M footy this weekend. Yarrawonga's clash with Wangaratta should be a big game, despite the Pies' slow start to the season. Corowa Rutherglen will be aiming for their first win since returning. They take on Wodonga, and North Albury could potentially end up ladder leaders by the end of the weekend should they win over the Raiders. They're 3-from-3 so far this year, and football head Mark Guiney says one of their goals this year is to stick to the game plan.
Good, strong team play and running. With such a young squad, a lot of running and good skills in terms of hand pass and foot pass. So it takes a bit to embed that sort of a game plan.